Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 6th, 2023, through Friday, November 10th, 2023. Monday, November 6th, 2023. Two Illinois businessmen charged in $7.8 million COVID relief fraud. Sarah Bell Shrida, an Illinois accountant, and Tracy Mitchell, an Illinois business owner, allegedly engaged in fraud related to the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, which was created by the CARES Act to cover lost revenue due to economic disruptions from the COVID-19 pandemic. An indictment alleges that Shrida and Mitchell recruited purported sole proprietors, self-employed individuals, and businesses to provide personal identifying information, bank statements, and other documents, and then submit fraudulent PPP loan applications on their behalf. The applications contained numerous misrepresentations and false statements that inflated the applicant's payroll, income, and other expenses, the indictment states. In exchange for preparing and submitting the fraudulent applications, Shrida and Mitchell received at least $1,000 to $4,000 per successful loan, the indictment states. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Two tax shelter promoters found guilty in billion-dollar syndicated conservation easement tax scheme. Jack Fisher and James Sinnott were convicted of conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, aiding and assisting the filing of false tax returns, and subscribing to false tax returns. Fisher was also convicted of money laundering. The convictions stem from Fisher and Sinnott's fraudulent tax shelter scheme involving syndicated conservation easements dating back nearly two decades. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Fisher and Sinnott designed, marketed, and sold to high-income clients abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters based on fraudulently inflated charitable contribution tax deductions, promising them deductions 4.5 times the taxpayer clients paid. In total, the defendants sold over $1.3 billion in fraudulent tax deductions through this scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Texas man sentenced for $3.5 million multi-year fuel credit tax fraud. Joseph Aluafemi Kalawal Akoshil was sentenced for a $3.5 million tax fraud scheme related to false tax returns claiming fuel tax credits. U.S. Attorney Ryan K. Buchanan stated that Akoshil used multiple aliases to steal millions of dollars from American taxpayers by fraudulently using a tax credit designed to aid business owners. According to U.S. Attorney Buchanan, the charges and other information presented in court, Akoshil committed a wide-ranging fraud that resulted in the issuance of more than 100 fraudulent treasury checks worth $3.5 million. For more than 5 years, Akoshil and others submitted federal corporate tax returns claiming fraudulent refunds for a web of corporations set up using stolen identities. The fraudulent tax returns claimed fuel tax credits, resulting in large refunds. The fuel tax credit is intended to assist legitimate businesses in offsetting fuel taxes they pay for off-road vehicles. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Henry County, Virginia man indicted for $1.3 billion real estate scam. Herman Lee Estes Jr. was indicted for allegedly engaging in a fraud scheme in connection with a residential real estate transaction valued at more than $1.3 million. Estes allegedly falsely represented to a real estate agent that he was due a tax refund of $18 million, which would soon be transferred to his estate as part of a trust. In March 2023, Estes again contacted the real estate agent, allegedly falsely stating that his tax refund had cleared, and he was ready to move forward with the purchase of the property. At Estes' discretion, the real estate agent prepared a cash offer of the property in the amount of $1.3 million. Estes allegedly paid for the property with a fraudulent cashier's check, with a routing number purported to be drawn from the Federal Reserve Bank in Richmond in the amount of $1,307,199.43. On April 2023, the purported cashier's check was returned by the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond and marked fraudulent. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, November 10th, 2023. Former executive at Medicare Advantage Organization charged for a multi-million-dollar Medicare fraud scheme. Kenia Vale Boza, the former director of Medicare Risk Adjustment Analytics at HealthSun, allegedly orchestrated a scheme to submit false and fraudulent information to CMS to increase the amount that HealthSun received for certain Medicare Advantage enrollees. CMS pays Medicare Advantage plans, like those HealthSun operates, based in part on the health condition of their enrollees. To increase the company's profits and their own compensation, Vale and her co-conspirators are alleged to have knowingly submitted and caused the submission to CMS of false and fraudulent information about chronic ailments that Medicare beneficiaries and HealthSun's plans did not actually have, and that non-healthcare providers, such as coders, added to the patient's health records. Vale and her co-conspirators allegedly caused to submit to CMS tens of thousands of false and fraudulent diagnosis codes, which resulted in CMS overpaying HealthSun millions of dollars. Vale is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud, two counts of wire fraud, and three counts of major fraud against the United States. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.